good morning, good afternoon, good evening, gentlemen, Hammerhand, the MGTOW Monk, back at you, one more again, man. Yo, man, yo, video topic. How do you balance life and a job and life? Man, it also came with a little caveat in there. Maybe sometimes I think I should live a minimalistic lifestyle so that I can go to the gym and ride the bike and go hiking and things like that. Well, you already know what you want to do, right? Is that what you want to do?
Me.
You have to figure out what it is that you want to do. And if you happen to be like most people and not be born with a silver spoon, if you happen to be like most people and not have fuck you money, if you happen to be like most people, you will have to pick and choose. Living minimalistically is not a bad deal. It's not a bad deal, not at all. It shows that you're not corrupted and consumed by consumerism, which is what the powers that be want you to be. Why do you think corporations exist? Their power comes from your greed. That's where they get all of their power. Because you can't live without that bench set. You gotta have that shiny, shiny box. Look, I'm gonna tell you what, every once in a while, it's okay to go out there and treat yourself. You know? Of course it is. Of course it is. Every once in a while. When it comes to Christmas time, I have this saying. I have a few people around, just a few, and they say, man, I'm thinking about getting you something for Christmas. What do you want? You know, I always hated the idea of telling people what I wanted for Christmas. It's kind of an indicator that they really don't know you well. And these are people that I associate with in life, in real life, in real time, not like this, not over the phone. And I tell them, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I've got my funds under control. It's Christmas year round for me. I pretty much get whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want. And the key to that is to not want things that are way out of your reach. Man, I gotta have that Lambo. Oh man, look at that Learjet, that Bombardier. Let's go get one. No. If this is the way that you set yourself up to succeed in life, it's my opinion that you should be dogged and relentless about that success. But that often comes at the compromise, the sacrifice of your morals and ethics, your values and your principles. I made a decision a long, 30 plus years ago that I did not want to work myself into a grave. My life to me, is more than coming home, sleeping just long enough to get up and do it again 6 days a week. I know people that do this, and I'm not interested in doing that. And of course, you'll get the same old, you know, boom, shalak, lock, boom, that motherfuckers throw at you all of the time, and they talk to you about, oh, don't you feel like you're not upholding your responsibility? Oh, man, you're not a man. And to them, I just say, well, you go be enough man for the both of us. I'll give you those extra hours and you go work them. I'd just as soon sit home and relax, watch a movie, take my little extra change and go out and grab a bite to eat. Save my little extra change up. Drive across the country. Maybe I'll go fly to Southeast Asia tonight and come back in a week. I can do all of those things right now. My expectations for life are not grandiose. They're not. Living life is a wonderful thing. Like I say, every day above dirt is a good day. I don't live too much as a minimalist. I do engage in minimalism, but I also collect. It's a contradiction in terms. You know, the stuff that you see, the pictures that I send, the little glimpses of my life that I show to you all, that's years and years and years and years and years of accumulation. See, it's not stuff that I picked up last week. No, that's not how that works. You have to find that balance between work and life. You have to first understand that a job is not your liberation. A job is not your salvation. It's not. A job enables people to take advantage of you, to monopolize your time. Well, you're getting paid for your work, Hammer, so there. Well, that may be true. But the government's getting paid. The electric company's getting paid. The property holder's getting paid. If you got a car note, that's getting paid. The just-in-case shit bill is getting paid. The phone bill's getting paid. Blah, 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 blah. And by the time you're done, you got nothing. You have nothing. And that's all by design. It's all by design. You have to find a way to make your life work where you have money or resources, not just fiat currency, something in your hand to bargain with. You have to have something at your disposal to bargain with, and you've got to be smart enough to utilize it. I'm still catching up on some things. Like I said, you know this. I got into this kind of late. If I hadn't gotten into this, I shudder to think where I would be now. Clear mind, focused, able to write my own history as it happens. For the most part, I have to say that. Sometimes things don't go exactly the way that you want them to go. When I have one of those days and I come home and I roll these fucking dirt sleeves off, all I do is go to bed and forget it. I do not carry it over. I do not let it dominate my day. If I have a mistake happens, if a bad thing happens, learning shit, we'll just do better next time. And it's in one fucking ear and out the other. I take all the good from it and jettison everything else. I don't feel shame for it. I don't feel guilt for it. I don't allow other people's dirty looks, side eyes, or glances to affect my day. I refuse. I'm the center of my world. Me. Not the club. Not the place where all the broads hang out. Not the 5 1/2 kids that I used to dream of. Me. I'm the center of my world. The balance between job and life is understanding what is most important to you. And I'm not going to tell you that a lot of people don't pick job. If you don't have a foundation, if you don't have anything to stand on right now, a job probably should be your focus. For 18 months. 18 months. That's if you cannot spend all your money, waste it on stupid shit, do dumb fucking crap, go out to eat every goddamn night. You cannot do that. Cannot do that. If you don't have an established foundation, if you don't have a nest egg, if you don't have something to build on, then you have to be able to do it this way. Set aside 12 to 18 months. Live as minimalistically as possible. A small room. Minimize your bills. You don't need a $200 phone bill. You don't need to be plugged into the internet all fucking day. You don't need $85 Xbox and PlayStation games. You understand? All of that shit will be there in some shape or form. And I know that some of you are sitting there and you're thinking to yourselves, oh man, but I wanted that shit so bad. Why? Why did you want it so bad? What is it in you? It's not the product, it's you. What are you missing that product fills? What do you lack that product turns on inside of you? whatever it is. That's the question you got to ask yourself, and you have to find the answer, or you'll never be able to fix your life. You need that foundation. You need to be able to do that. And if you can't do that, I don't think that you're going to be successful. I just don't. See, I said that word, that dirty, dirty word, successful. You know, we have a whole bunch of people out here now that are talking about the high-value man, the high-value woman. But it always comes with a whole bunch of shit. Just a bunch of crap. Fake lips. That eye color's not hers. Them eyelashes ain't that full. Is that a fucking weave I see? Breast implants? Really? Ass implants? Are you serious? Get the fuck out of here with that. That's not high value. Anybody that buys into the notion that you have so much shit that it increases your value, you're an idiot. That's idiotic. But I see why people believe it. You can have all the shit in the world, and it doesn't make you a better person. It doesn't make you moral or ethical. It doesn't give you values or principles. It doesn't allow you to hike up a mountain. It doesn't. There really is no such thing as a high-value man. There's no such thing as a high-value woman. Some of y'all got a long way to go. A long way to go. Some of you are already there. You just have to make the determination. You have to make the determination what is important to you. The balance between life and job is what is important to you. Not to them, not to the people that are whispering in your ear about what they'd like to see, not to mom wanting grandkids. No, no. No, you have to be free of those influences. You have to live your own life. That means cutting the fucking cord. People don't realize how attached to other things and other people that they actually are. Not a bad thing to have a tribe. Not a bad thing to have love and honor and respect amongst you and your people. That's not bad. Once it turns into dependency, codependency, you've jumped the shark. That's no longer life or living life. Finding a balance between a life and a job is to understand what's most important. Is it your life or is it the job? Do you need the job to build a platform for your life? A lot of people are going to have to say yes to that. A lot of people can live on their own without a job. And it doesn't mean that they have other sources of income coming in. It means that they know how to live off the land. If you're young enough, you can master these skills in a few years. For people that are my age and older, it's a wrap. If you haven't started learning that shit by the time you're 30, you're in trouble. But it doesn't mean that you can't minimize. Excuse me, gents. It doesn't mean that you can't minimize the damage. Of course you can. Of course you can. That's the difference. Figuring out which one means more to you right now. Putting them in the proper order. Finding out what you need to do to get where you got to go. That's the balance between life and job. Understanding that a job's just a job. It's a gigantic time suck. That's what it is. Takes you away from your family, your opportunities, if you have a family, by the way. Definitely your opportunities. Definitely your time. Because while you're in there earning that fiat currency, that not real fucking money, that 97% devalued dollar, while you're in there earning that, breaking your fucking back, your time is slipping away. It's cold, it's harsh, but it's undeniable. And it's the same thing when you decide to take somebody into your life. You can be 100% in, fully committed. You don't know if they're fully committed. You don't know if they're 100% in. And often I see with people that are that committed to a relationship with another person, they are very easy to take advantage of because they have blinders on. They're not living their life. They're living her life, making her life easier while their life gets harder. And statistically, there's an 80% chance that you'll be left destitute. 33% chance you'll blow your brains out. It's not a matter of my opinion when it comes to these things. It's a matter of fact. It is undeniable fact. Now, your detractors will deny it all day long, every single day. They will never, ever, ever tell you that you are correct about that. They'll never tell you that the child support court system is weaponized. They'll never tell you that once you sign the marriage agreement, that you have become weaponized, that they're weaponized against you. They'll never tell you that. You don't know that the power shifts with that signature. Most of you don't. But it does. There's a lot that goes into learning the dynamic, the balance to life and jobs. There's more than just one kind of job. I would say it would be better suited to say, how do I understand life? How do I understand life so it works for me? And that's a good topic to dig into for yourself. Peace, gentlemen. Have a good one.